Mills called Sam soon after.
"Here's an idea," he said. "Why don't we meet at Anton's? I can pick you up if you don't have a vehicle."
"How did you figure it out?"
"It's not rocket science, Lieutenant Tate. You were in the news just last week, right after I met you. So, not an NYPD detective. And to be honest, one case in Queens Village dominated the others back when I was at the 105. Right around the time I made detective. A mass shooting at Anton's during a wedding. 14 dead or injured. Just 2 survivors in the wedding party. One a young girl who gave testimony and then left New York with relatives. The girl grew into a woman. Maybe one who decided to change her name and then become a law officer."
Sam didn't reply.
"I don't know the last time you were back in New York," Mills continued. "I'm gonna guess you've never been back to Anton's. Why you need to revisit this tragedy now, I can't imagine. You can tell me or not. I want to help you, though. I'll see what I can pull together and what I can remember. We can meet at the venue, or if you prefer, we can stick with our original plan to meet at the coffee shop close to the precinct. Your call."
"Let's meet at the site," she said, before she could change her mind. "I'll drive. Half an hour?"
"I'll let him know we're coming by."
Sam pulled her Hyundai out of the lot a few blocks from her aunt's house and plugged in the address. The ride, mostly along Grand Central Parkway, took her through the center of the borough to the section known as Queens Village. She pulled into the wedding venue's parking lot at 2:45, unsure what she would remember after all this time. The white clapboard building looked smaller than she expected. The inside, less grand. Andy Mills stood at the bottom of the steps that led to the exterior patios. He held a bulky folder in one hand.
"Looks like we're headed out back," he said. "Sam, meet Gina Falasco, assistant manager. She'll be our chaperone. Miss Falasco, this is Sam Tate."
Sam noticed he didn't use her title, probably so Falasco wouldn't be overwhelmed by a police presence.
"Well, I just want to make sure we can address all your concerns," the woman said.
She twisted the ring on her finger and forced a smile. Mills gave her a reassuring look.
"Not to worry, Miss Falasco. This visit doesn't reflect on Anton's in the slightest. Think of it as a memory prompt."
"Well, I was afraid it had to do with some sort of crime."
Sam and Mills exchanged glances.